history test was hard.
Yeah, now I know how you guys feel when I beat on you.
47 years ago. Oxygen!
Hey, guys, man, that test was cake. I didn't know whether to answer the questions or put frosting on them. Am I right?
Actually, Sheen, I thought it was fairly challenging.
Challenging? My grandma's chihuahua could have aced it. I've done connected dot drawings that were harder.
Shane!
Excuse me. Miss Fowl probably wants to congratulate me on a job well done.
Quadruple F minus.
Well, how's I supposed to know Ultralore wasn't the father of our country? That's what it says in the Ultralore website.
Wait, didn't you write the Ultralore website?
Your point? Oh. Anyway, Miss Fowl said if I don't pass tomorrow's math final, I'm gonna be left back.
Left back? That's terrible.
Tell me about it. I can't be in a class with a bunch of babies who wet their pants and cry for their mommies.
Well, Sheen, technically, they'd be the same age we are now, and we don't wet our pants and cry for...
What?
Sheen, I won't allow Miss Fowl to leave you back.
No way. We're the Three Amigops.
The Three Amigops?
Yeah, well, you see, I was making us name tags, and I accidentally added a P to Amigos, so...
Pardon me, but my life is ending!
Don't worry, Sheen. We're gonna help you pass that math test if it takes all night!
Yeah! No one splits up the Three Amigops!
Sorry, Carl!
Kay!
Okay, Sheen, show me what you usually do to study.
Right.
I am
going
to welcome you.
Whoa, Sheen, what are you doing?
What? I always watch Ultralore when I do my homework.
Well, no wonder you're having trouble concentrating.
Sheen, trouble, no have concentrating. Hey, what's going on?
Look, Sheen. If you want to pass tomorrow's test, you have to pay attention. Now let's try some questions from our textbook. Hit it, Carl.
Tom has 3 pieces of bubble gum. If he trades all his gum to Ida for 2 raisins per piece, how many raisins will Tom have?
What sort of idiot would trade bubble gum for raisins?
That's not the point.
What is he, some kind of health nut? If you ask me, Tom needs counseling. And what kind of name is Ida? What's it short for? Ida preferred a different name?
Sheen, concentrate.
I am concentrating. Hey, look, TV. TV, go dark.
Carl, let's go to plan B.
Right, Jimmy.
What's this?
Negative reinforcement. Every time you get distracted, Carl will issue a small shock to your thorax.
Sounds like fun.
Let's begin. 7 times 7.
49.
8 times 10.
Hey, look, a fly.
6 times 5.
I'm thirsty.
9 times 9.
There's that fly again. Ow!
12 times 10.
I don't like this game. Ow! Carl! Hey, look, TV.
This is useless.
Jimmy, don't give up on me. You're my only hope.
Well, I suppose I could... Nah.
What?
Well, I could turn the brain drain helmet into a brain gain helmet, but I don't think that...
What? I'm about to be left back with a bunch of dumb suckers when you can boost my IQ with the press of a button.
Sheen, it's never been tried before. The risks would be enormous.
I don't care about that. The only thing I care about is that... What were we talking about? Oh, look, TV. Ow!
I'll get started on the helmet. Don't worry, Sheen. I'm just going to stimulate your cerebral cortex.
Stipulate away, Jimmy. I trust you completely.
You do?
3 amigops, Jimmy.
3 amigops.
Pretty stupid.
Oh, well. Can't say we didn't try.
No, I mean pretty stupid of you to forget the binomial expansion of a negative prime number yields its equal and opposite trigonometric value.
He spoke math! He spoke math!
It worked! Sheen, you're a genius!
Brain pulsing, thoughts racing, I am a genius! Woo-hoo! Go, Sheen! Yeah! Go, Sheen! Woo-hoo! You're a genius! You're a genius!
children, don't think of this as a final exam. Think of it as 95% of your grade.
Psst, Carl.
Where's Sheen?
Yes, Jimmy, where is our friend Sheen today?
Good morrow, Scotters. Sorry I'm tardy. I was doing this morning's crossword puzzle in pen.
Big deal. My dad and I do the crossword puzzle all the time.
In the Beijing Times?
Here's your test, Sheen. Take a seat and get started. Remember, class, if you get stuck on a question, just skip it and come back to it later.
Done.
What? But that's impossible.
Well, I would have finished sooner if someone hadn't been blathering away.
Sweet muffins! These answers are right!
Of course they're right. They're obvious to anyone with half a brain, let alone this slack-jaw collection of nitwits.
Hey, my doctor says my jaw's only slightly slack.
Yeah, Ultra Dork, since when did you become Lord of the Smarts?
Since yesterday. Observe. RP, rubidium, alkali metal discovered in 1861, melting point 39 degrees centigrade. Neptune, eighth planet from the sun, principal moons Triton and Nereid, named for the Roman god of water. Carl Weezer, mammalian order, primate, 70% water, 28% carbon, 2% mucus. 1% mucus. Any questions?
Yes, how'd you like to sit down?
Yeah, sit down!
Go ahead, mock all you want. The barbs of the tiny brain are as nothing to me. Miss Fowl, can I be excused?
No!
May I not be unexcused?
Yes.
Psych!
Jimmy, what's wrong with Sheen?
I don't know. His IQ should have stopped increasing hours ago. I'd better get to the lab. Miss Fowl, will you not let me not leave the classroom?
No! Yes.
Thank you.
Oh!
Jimmy and she need me. I can't let them down. Miss Fowl, can I never, ever not be disexcused sometimes?
Plant it!
Okay.
Jimmy, she's at the candy bar, but she'd better hurry. Things are getting ugly.
I said, give me my free sundae.
And I said there's no way you could have known there were 12,082 beans in that jar without cheating yet.
I told you. I used a complex algorithm based on the dimensions of the jar.
Uh-huh. Yesterday you thought seashells were money. Today you're using algorithms.
Yesterday I wasn't a genius. Now, give me my ice cream, monkey boy. I heard that, Carl.
I didn't say anything.
I heard your thoughts. You think I'm being an annoying doofus.
Carl, I found the brain drain helmet and got here as fast as I... Leaping leptons! What happened to Sheen's head?
Neutron, this has your stink all over it.
Jimmy, Sheen's brain is still growing. But he's also being an annoying doofus.
I knew it.
Sheen, the math test is over, so it's time to turn you back to normal.
I don't want to go back. I'm seeing things clearly for the first time. Besides, everyone loves the new me.
No, we don't.
Silence!
Trust me, Sheen. You don't want to be a genius. Always having to help people with homework.
Always endangering the town with your stupid inventions.
Always being a pain in the butt.
Nobody asked you! So I'm just gonna put this helmet back on your head and...
Don't come any closer, Neutron.
Butch, Nick, grab him!
You disappoint me, Jimmy.
Big head. I just cleaned there.
My intelligence is wasted here. I should be building empires, commanding armies. Today, Retroville. Tomorrow, the world!
Don't tell me that's just
his hormones.
I don't understand it. I was only trying to boost his IQ so he'd pass the math test.
Oh, is that all? And what if we all went around freakishly enlarging our friends' heads, huh?
Ooh, me first! Me first! Was that a rhetorical question?
Carl, follow me.
Right behind you, Jimmy.
Vox, analyze brain gain helmet to determine maximum possible IQ increase.
Analyzing.
It's just like I feared. If left unchecked, Sheen's IQ will keep growing to infinity.
Wow, he'll be really good at board games.
No, Carl, you don't understand. Sheen's brain is programmed to keep growing. If we don't get that brain drain helmet on him soon, his head will explode.
Ah! Ew.
You find it alarming that I'm declaring myself supreme overlord of the town? In which case, be very alarmed! And now for my queen. I shall choose the fairest and most beautiful of the town's females.
I'm afraid of commitment!
I didn't mean you! Libby Fofax, come on down!
Oh, he must be bugging.
Reign with me, Libby. Together we shall rule Retroville in glory.
I don't think so.
But you'll be immortal. Portraits will depict you in the finest robes and jewelry.
Sheen, there is no way I'm a... Did you say robes and jewelry? What the heck? I'll give it a shot.
Huzzah!
Sheen said he wanted to rule an empire. Disguising the brain drain helmet as a crown might convince him to put it on.
But Jimmy, what if he reads our minds?
Just keep your mind on other things. Think of baby llamas frolicking in the meadow.
Okay. Oh, look at him. Hi, baby llama.
Oh,
damn.
This is
you see, Libby, the force between any two bodies is inversely proportional to the square of the distance between them.
Sheen, let them down!
No, that's gravity. We haven't gotten there yet.
Hail, mighty overlord!
What the?
We have brought you a magnificent crown, crafted from the finest semi-precious metals to celebrate your glorious reign.
It is rather fetching. Bestow it on my head! Not you. Carl.
Baby llama's in the meadow. Baby llama's in the meadow. Oh, no. One of them's escaping. He's heading towards town. Town rhymes with crown.
Jimmy and I disguised the brain drain helmet as a crown.
I heard that.
Sheen, please. We're trying to help you. Your brain is growing at a dangerously fast pace.
Silence. You have plotted against the overlord. Your insolence has angered me.
Lightning, it makes my hair stand up funny.
Dance, you tiny brain.
Keep dodging, Carl. I have an idea.
What's going on?
I've deflected the lightning by turning that radio antenna into a super magnet.
Very resourceful. But let's see how quickly you think in quicksand.
You can
So, Libby, what kind of decor were you thinking of for our castle?
Oh, Sheen, you need to stop it. You're hurting Carl and Jimmy.
I prefer a classic contemporary feel myself, but I consider French colonial.
This is the end. My entire life's flashing before my eyes. Goodbye, world! Okay, why aren't I sinking?
Carl, your high body fat content is making you sink less quickly. Maybe you can reach into my knapsack.
Jimmy, I'm sure Miss Fowl will give us extensions on our homework.
Just do it! Now feel around for my shrink ray.
Found it!
Good. Aim it at that light post!
Bravo. Very impressive.
You've had your fun, Sheen. Now let us go.
Yeah, just let them go, Sheen.
I do grow bored. Perhaps it is time I spare you. Spare. Get it? It's a pun.
Poor Sheen!
Poor Sheen, he just used us to practice his 7-10 split.
Yeah, but his head's still gonna explode. And Sheen's still our best friend somewhere deep down.
Wait a minute. That's it.
Hey, yeah! Now, when you say it...
Somewhere deep inside that giant brain is the old Sheen. If we can reach that part of him, we might have a chance.
Well, how do we do that?
Control the wind, and I shall rain fire down from the heavens. Goodbye, Sheen the Overlord. Hello, Sheen the God!
That's it. I've had it with you and your big freaky head.
Wait, come back. You'll like being the wife of a god. I'll let you choose the patio furniture.
Greetings, one called Sheen.
Ultra Lord.
Left. Right! Left!
Okay! Stop, Carl!
Is it really you?
You betcha! I've come to welcome you to the Pantheon of the Super Powerful!
Wait a minute. How do I know you're not an imposter?
I see your point. Well, I guess I'll be on my way.
Wait, don't go! It's just the odds of meeting the actual Ultralor at this very moment are 16,755 to 1.
Well, if you want to make sure it's me, why not ask me a series of difficult trivia questions?
Hey, good idea.
Be ready on the Ultralor website, Carl.
I'm on it, Jimmy.
Where were you born?
On planet Mektar in Vector 8
of the Nebulon Galaxy.
Good. What's your favorite mid-morning snack?
A nitrogen bar?
And a decaf latte.
Correct. What did Rubble Fiend say when you blasted him with your ion ray?
Ow!
That's right. He said, ow. Yeah, you are Ultra Lord. Join me, Ultra Lord. With my brains and your magna cannons, we'll rule the universe.
It's a deal. But first, I need an ultra favor.
Anything, just name it.
I need you to drain your brain.
Huh? But why?
You're too smart. The other super powerful guys will think you're annoying.
I won't do it.
Your hero, Ultra Lord, commands you.
I won't.
Put it on.
You dare to honor me? Feel the wrath of my brain ball.
Jimmy and Carl, what have I done? I've lost my two best friends in the world. What good is it to be ruler of the world if it means destroying everything you once held dear? On the other hand, I'd never have to do my own laundry. No, no, no. It's gotta be done. Goodbye, brain. Old friend.
Sheen?
Jimmy, Jimmy, thank goodness you're alive. I thought I'd lost you guys forever.
Hey, Sheen, your head's not horrendously bulbous anymore.
Carlo, buddy, oh, I've learned a priceless lesson today.
You mean about how friendship is an immutable bond that can weather even the harshest storm?
Yeah, something like that. So how long do you get to keep the costume? Ow, that hurt. Ow, that hurt. Maybe it's worn out by now. Ow, that hurt.
Chemical name of salt is not Herman Schwartzbaum!
Don't worry, Sheen. At least acing the math test means you won't be left back.
Actually, I'm kind of glad I'm not a genius anymore. It's too much pressure.
That's the spirit. So you want to come over and watch TV?
I can't. I got a job offer yesterday and I could really use the money. Check you later. Welcome to Advanced Chemical Engineering. My name's Professor Sheen, and I shall be learning you today.